This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another Mother's Day coming to a close, and another week kicks off. This one, Donald Trump is the sole man as far as the Republican Party is concerned. So, no contenders anymore. He is going to be the nominee. Now it's a question of who will the vice president be? We started to come up with that short list last week, and now we kick it into the new week, and we'll have another list of, how about fantasy VPs? Who do you think would make the most excellent vice president that would probably never, ever be tapped? How about that? If somebody asked you your opinion, who would you say should be the VP on the Donald Trump card that could assure he would win the presidency in November in the general election? You know, Hillary Clinton is going to have the same dilemma because so many people don't like Clinton, but say, well, she's the lesser of two evils, and it's the same thing with Trump. Okay, I'm going to vote Republican, so I guess I have to vote Trump. But what's so shocking is Senator John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, and so many others are saying that they won't go to the convention because Trump is going to be the nominee. Wow! Key important members of the Republican Party bailing on the greatest show, easy for me to say, the greatest show on earth in Cleveland, because they do not want to appear to be endorsing Trump. Not good news. The VP candidates on both sides of the aisle really, really matter. Speaking of what really matters, you might not play the lottery, but I guarantee somewhere, wherever you're listening to me and you're driving down a highway, there is a sign at some point that tells you how much the lottery is worth that week, how much a winning ticket would mean to you. So check this out. The $429.6 million Powerball ticket was sold at a 7-Eleven in Trenton, New Jersey, because they can always pinpoint the ticket. Someone in Trenton, New Jersey is crawling around with a ticket burning a hole in their pocket, or perhaps in a place where they put their keepsakes. Maybe they don't even know that they have the ticket, because so far that person has not come forward. The winning ticket won. Somebody wins this whole thing. If the winner opted for an annuity to be paid over 29 years, can you imagine? That would be the full, you'd be worth a full $429. But under New Jersey law, 25% of the winnings would be withheld for federal taxes. The state would take a 3% cut. Oh, so sad. I mean, obviously, what would you do? Slice out the taxes you owe so you don't have to worry about it. How crazy is it to think of it? And like I said, whether you abhor the lottery, don't play it, play it when it gets high, it doesn't matter. We all see the signs. I mean, they're in my face every day when I drive down 75 or 635 in Dallas, Texas. And every place I go, whether I was in Ohio or last week I was in Las Vegas for a couple of days, you see it. You see it everywhere. Well, maybe not so much in Vegas, because there you're seeing jackpots of a different sort that pop up. But interesting, this week will be incredibly interesting, because I want to see what the conversation continues to be surrounding Donald Trump. So Mother's Day might have meant you caught a movie with your mom. Some people went to see Captain America: Civil War is battling to its fifth biggest box office opening ever, they say. A lot of people I know went to see Captain America, and they said it was quite good. Captain America and Iron Man battling some blockbuster numbers this weekend. $181.8 million was the opening for Captain America. So it's the film which pits Captain America against Iron Man. Pretty darn big, I would say. Civil War has made $678.4 million globally, including $95.8 million in China. How's that for some big, juicy numbers? So Disney and the Marvel brand did come in a little lower than their projections, but still pretty darn high, you would have to say, right? Mm. And then there is the Jungle Book, which took the second spot in the domestic box office. So you might have taken Mom to Jungle Book, $21.9 million. So far, the reboot has made $776.2 million. Our own Patrick Egdorf went with his family to celebrate Mother's Day to go and see Jungle Book. And Patrick, what did you tell me you thought of Jungle Book overall? Would you recommend it to the audience?
I would recommend it as a family movie if you're taking your kids or something. It's a good movie in its own right. I'll say that.
It's a good movie. That's diplomatic. Are you trying to run for office in your future?
You'll see me someday running for president 2020.
There you go, 2020. I love that. So, in other words, and what you told me, and this is, you said it's kind of like the movie. It's just, you know, it is a reboot, like they're saying.
Right. If you know
the original.
If you grew up with the story, you already know what happens, and they're just kind of trying to shine a big, bright Disney Hollywood light on it. Not saying it's bad in by any means, but we all know the story.
There you go. We do. We all know the Jungle Book story. If you don't, we'll retell it for you tomorrow. We'll give you the highlights of Mowgli and crew. This is so... And it, really, for a lot of us, it probably isn't most of our childhoods, but maybe I'm taking a big leap here. But depending on your age, the book itself has been popular forever. So, and even for younger people, younger or older, so... I think that means it spans the generations, and that's probably why, you know, that's why they knew, hey, let's do this, because there's going to be a big audience, because some are going to want nostalgia, and they're going to think back to their childhood. Others are in the middle of their childhood, and they can, you know, then they get to go with their parents to see something that meant something to them, and I just think that is so... I think that is such a cool thing, in a way, when you can span generations with a story. Because it is ultimately a story, and the story itself was a really powerful one. Let's put it that way. Even if it's an okay-ish movie, I guess, that's the thing. It's the storytelling, ultimately, that matters the most. In the meantime... Coming back on the flip side, we're going to talk about a few other things in the mix, and we'll mix in some sports as well as part of that, because it is playoff time, and I know many of you, besides your passion for politics or your annoyance with what's happening, you pay attention to what's going on the hardwoods, on the ice, and of course, what's happening in the world of Major League Baseball. Maybe you took Mom to a baseball game, perhaps, wherever you are. Kate Delaney, ATN. Hang with us.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas!
He's back from Las Vegas. Thank you very much, Elvis. And I have to tell you that I'm going to post some pictures of all the Elvises I saw in Vegas. It was absolutely incredible. I'm not kidding you. I think I counted about 50 of them. A lot of them on the street, they want to pose for pictures, all different types of Elvis in every single possible outfit you could imagine. Vegas, I hadn't been back to Las Vegas, and I know many of you have been to Vegas. I haven't been back to Las Vegas in 8 years, and how it has changed. Somebody said to me today, ugh, go to Las Vegas. It's like a manufactured town in the middle of nowhere. I have no desire to go to Las Vegas, but I have to tell you, there's something kind of almost, shall we say, I don't know, charming about Las Vegas. There is something, or maybe the charming is a bad word. There's something interesting about Vegas. It traps it sort of traps and cultivates the unusual. Let's put it that way. I really, really, really think that Las Vegas is an interesting kind of place. It is. I wonder, I don't know, you may have a different adjective for Las Vegas, but to me, it is all about hotels. It is certainly the gaming industry. But after talking to a lot of people in Vegas, you know, people that live there and make their living off of the tourists that come there, you'd be surprised how many just go for the food or shopping or to sightsee or do something else. You know, that has nothing to do whatsoever with gambling. That not everybody's running for a one-armed bandit or with hopes of cracking a jackpot open or with, crazy ideas that if they play enough hands of blackjack, somehow they'll emerge with massive amounts of money after getting off of the tables. But I thought I'd tell you, give you a peek behind the curtain. It was an interesting, like I said, an interesting time to be in Las Vegas. Just a quick little kind of fact-finding trip, if you will, for the show. And there are some really interesting possibilities, let's put it that way, of things to do in Vegas. And I think, again, the sightseeing, the Hoover Dam is there. I know when I lived there briefly, one of the things I thought was pretty cool was to take people, and I might have mentioned this on the show before, to the Hoover Dam, because it's one place where you go and you have the two different time zones. You see Arizona and Nevada, and it's right there, split in the middle. It is just the craziest thing. I don't know why that is, to see that. And, you know, so to me, there are some kind of charming things about Vegas. One thing I want to do in the future, and somebody told me about this, is that they've got kind of a neon bug in Las Vegas. So meaning all the neon signs from forever ago, you can actually go and, you can actually go and see them in the old Vegas, which would be a place called Fremont Street. Remember there was a show, oh, and I can't remember, I think it was called Vegas, and the show was about a detective, and he would be in the old section of Las Vegas. And to me, that's one of the cooler things I think to see. And I'll say this, because it was kind of on a list of mine. I went and had a chance to see Wayne Newton, and we're going to try to get him on the show. And wow, what a show Wayne Newton puts on. He's been gone for 4 years. I think he's like 82 now. And it turns out that he plays something like 36 instruments. And here I see him on stage, and he's talking about knowing Elvis Presley. He talked about Bobby Darin and what happened to Bobby Darin. He had all these great stories in these old clips and then sang a few of his songs. And he played just a mean acoustic guitar, and also he played a wild fiddle, and then said how it was necessity he had to learn to play every instrument he could. And again, his stories were just unbelievable, talking about the breaks he got with from Jack Benny and Jackie Gleason helping him out. So there, I guess, are other interesting sides to that city, let's put it that way. So I thought I would share a few moments of Las Vegas. But let me tell you this, wear your comfortable shoes if you go to Las Vegas, because the Strip isn't a straight street anymore. You have to wind around and go up and over these overpasses, and every casino that you go into is so cavernous. It's like you're walking through St. Peter's Square at the Vatican inside of these hotels that are just giant. I mean, just absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy giant. All right, I said coming up on the show, we would give you some of the odds and ends. What else is buzzing? Of course, the big buzz is it's all now about Trump. Trump is going to just lay out his plans, tell you what he thinks. He's going to defend some of what he thinks needs to happen, because the Make America Great is still the motion of the campaign. I mentioned already looking for VPs, who would be on your VP list if you had a fantasy pick that you could put on the list, and not necessarily the names that we keep seeing that keep cropping up. Certainly he doesn't have to put a woman on the undercard. It could be anybody. And I wonder if it'll be somebody that is completely opposite of him. Is it somebody that he thinks works well with the ticket? Is it somebody he works with the Republican Party closely? Closely to try to reunite some people who are not completely thrilled about Donald Trump. It's going to be wild to watch this. Let's put it that way. To see where it ends up. The I know the bulk of you, or some of you, I shouldn't say the bulk of you, when we talk about bucket lists, like I just mentioned the whole Vegas thing, and by the way, just a quick story, in the Wayne Newton thing at Bally's that I was at, and it was just a small group, there was a guy in the audience who was from Minnesota, and Wayne Newton came out and hugged him, and he said, I heard that you've been waiting for 30 years that I was on your bucket list, and he said, yeah, and he said, welcome. He said he waited. He wanted to go see him, and it took 30 years, but he finally got there, and this guy was beyond excited. I thought it was very, very cool. All right, not cool, but on a lot of people's lists is to take a cruise. We have talked about the norovirus before. In fact, I want to say it was like 3 years ago when I took that trip and took the show down to Grenada, and there was a conference of just incredible doctors who talked about viruses and what happens with viruses and things to expect in the future. And we talked a lot about the norovirus. There was a ship that had to dock in Maine. It was the passengers aboard this first cruise ship to dock in Portland. They say they've got the norovirus. They believe it. The CDC thinks 27% of the people stuck on this ship, on the Balmoral, have gotten sick since it started on April 16th. Wow. April 16th, and you're feeling the effects of that? Are you kidding me? 252 of 919 passengers, to be exact, have gotten sick. 8 people, part of the 500-plus crew. So you know what norovirus is? You're sick as a dog. You are nauseous. You are throwing up, and you have things coming out all over the place. It's nasty. I mean, some people get this, and it is, obviously it's tough to shake. The outbreak is terrible. And the mayor of Portland said he learned about the outbreak just before boarding the ship for a tour. There were people wiping things down constantly. They got onto elevators. They wiped the elevators down. They did, you know, that's what you do because that's how the virus spreads. If somebody touches a railing, something else happens. And this is becoming more than a huge problem for cruises, but it doesn't seem to, even though we keep hearing these stories, it doesn't seem to scare off that many people. It seems like every time one of the ships goes out or every third ship or whatever, they got some kind of virus. Would you take your family on a vacation, saving your hard-earned money, to go and put them in this petri dish kind of atmosphere, especially when you think about people who are on one side of the ship getting sick? I mean, it's just awful. I think it kind of pushes you away from the whole cruise thing. I'm just saying, you might disagree. 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Whoa! Look at the final furlong as Nigeria is closing in. Knight was the pitch with a 16th to go. Gunrunner. It's 1.31 seconds, set by a brilliant Nyquist.
All right, so you got to love that. Talking about the Kentucky Derby, that's the call of the Derby. Very, very impressive. Nyquist is a horse that has a lot of legs, pardon the pun, and could actually win the Triple Crown. We just had American Pharoah after 37 years last year win the Derby. Now Nyquist, who won Nyquist, who won the Derby, the first leg of the Triple Crown, has a great shot at doing the same thing. Trainer Doug O'Neill has done just a fabulous job with this, you know, with this horse. So all the naysayers are shut down for now. And it's interesting, Nyquist is named for a hockey player from the Red Wings, Gustav Nyquist. And he tweeted out, congrats to the Nyquist horse on winning the Kentucky Derby. And it was a beautifully run race. Exaggerator made it extremely close, but Nyquist held off that hard charge and, again, answered, you know, Nyquist answers the bell. The questions that some had about this favored horse and, you know, would it really race across the finish line? And sure enough, it did. He's the best of the three-year-olds and by a decent margin, that's for sure. We may see back-to-back Triple Crown winners. Pretty impressive for a horse who, again, just had a speed figure of 103 for this Derby win, one of the best and very comparable, the speed number, how fast, 105 for American Pharoah. So how about it? So running fast in the race, exploded off the final turn, which is what you need, and didn't need much encouragement from his mount jockey, Mario Gutierrez, to open up that lead. Exaggerator came in second by a gap of 1 1/4 lengths. But I'll tell you, now we go on to the Preakness, and that's May 21st. And I think this horse could easily get the Preakness. And then it's a question of, will New York stop him or not? Will this horse be stopped by the distance in New York? But first, let's see. Get to Baltimore first. Huge win to celebrate. And now the conversation, like I said, continues about how healthy is the horse. This is a horse who has not had a loss. Could this become this horse become the 13th Triple Crown winner? Yeah, I think so. It was fun to see that race, meaning watch it being repeated. And this was a horse that was expected to be there, but didn't disappoint and was there in the end. All right, since we started down this sports pathway for a second, I'm going to stay here. And because I know we have a lot of fans of basketball, because since you're constantly sending me little notes about what do I think is going to happen between the Spurs and the Thunder. And the Thunder may have surprised a few people by pulling up even. Kevin Durant, who's just an amazing star, and will be out on the open market after this year with 41 points. So the Thunder even their series against the Spurs with a 111-97 win. Wow. Incredible. That's why we watch. On the other hand, fans of the Hawks have to be a little disappointed, because they did make it interesting in this last one against the Cavaliers. They lost, check this out, 100-99. So Cleveland sweeps 4-0, and they win that series. And boy, they played their hearts out, the Hawks. But in the end, with the shots that fall and the shots that are the shots that matter, and they lose by a point or not, you lose. That's the way it is. You know, there's not much you can do about it. It's just like Golden State leads their series against the Warriors. Golden State leads their series against the Trailblazers 2-1. But the Trailblazers on Saturday beat the Warriors 120-108. So these aren't layups anymore. Even the Raptors in the Heat series, Toronto leads that series 2-1. They won on Saturday 95-91. It's interesting to watch the transformation of some of the younger players and the older players on the floor, and all these scenarios and how they finish these games. But you can clearly see whose backs it's on, like Kevin Durant. You knew that with the 41 points, and Russell Westbrook, 14 more for the Thunder and 15 assists. But I mean, just an absolutely mind-blowing win over the San Antonio Spurs. And quickly, I'll mention a few other things from the world of the NFL. Many of you are the face painters. You wear the jersey. You bleed for the team. You can't get enough talk about it. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score game that we do during the NFL season. So, mostly what we're talking about now is what happened in the draft and who's drafted and who's already worked out for their team. Let's put it that way. That's most of the chatter. Who had the best draft still, who looks pretty good, who's showing off for their team a bit. And this is going to be a lot of that until we roll into the regular season. And the way time flies, can you believe that we are already into May? What happened to the first 4 months? Where did they go? They evaporated, right? Somewhere. We lost them. We lost those 4 months. That's all I can tell you. So to me, the biggest stories sports-wise over the weekend had to be the fact that you had Nyquist winning the Kentucky Derby, the Thunder beating San Antonio, and by the way, on the ice, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Islanders with a 4-0 win, so a shutout, and they take that series 4-1. They did it in front of their home crowd. Always exciting when you're there at any arena, and they win and move on to the next round in front of you, and you get to celebrate it with them, because that doesn't always work out that way. They're on the road, so the numbers don't quite play out the way you hope that they would play out, and in this case, it worked well, because it did happen in front of the people who care about that team the most. Here's a good fair or foul question. Mother's Day was Sunday. Some people went to church with their mothers, took them to brunch, just honored her in some way. And I happened to hear how, and I think this story now is being wildly reported, but the South Carolina church where 9 black folks were murdered last June has distributed $1.5 million in donations to the family members of the victims, which started some people to question if that was really enough money. The Post and Courier newspaper says that the Emmanuel AME Church received $3.3 million in donations from around the world following that shooting. The paper reported that the church is putting around $1.8 million of that amount toward building maintenance, as well as an endowment for a memorial and for a scholarship fund. See, this is what happens when something terrible and tragic happens. The arguments over money that pours in. Church leaders say that only $280,000 was earmarked by donors for the families. The church decided to add more than $1 million to the gifts. For example, Arthur Hurd, whose wife Cynthia died in the shooting, told the newspaper that he got a check for $50,000, less than he expected. His envelope included a form letter with no explanation of how the donations were divided up. He said it felt like, take this and shut up. $3.1 million in donations. Oh, we have some things we have to do to the church. It just seems wrong. That's the problem with charities, right? Do you give to a charity? Do you know where the money is funneled? So sure, there's going to be operating costs. Of course there are. But what is fair and what is over the line? What is putting your hand in the till, so to speak, too much? Where does that line come in? I think some people really, really cross it. If thousands and thousands of people from around the country sent in money and they wanted it specifically to go to victims' families, well, then I think that's where the majority of that should go, don't you? You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or flip me a call, 855-266-2283. Patrick Eggdorf joins us in just a few as he jumps over the wall for a little true or false here on ATN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away if that's it.
Here we are at the tail end of this hour of America tonight. Kate D hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Really, it continues for another whole week. Heck, it should be 3 weeks. We should celebrate Mother's Day, right? Sure, why not? Coming up next, Father's Day. So, true or false, that's when we invite Millennial, our pal, and technical maestro of this version of America Tonight, Patrick Eggdorf, into the proverbial lion's den with me for True or False. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
Oh, I've got a good one for you. You tell me if this is true or false.
True.
Mm. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, right. Just throw out a guess, right? Heads or tails. Throw it up there. So, I have a fascination with sharks, great white sharks. I've watched Shark Week. I watch everything to do with sharks. And I grew up in New Jersey, not too far from Atlantic City. They say that there's a 3,500-pound great white shark that was spotted 40 miles off the Jersey Shore, about 16 feet long. Would that be true or false?
I'm going to say true.
Ah, it is true. The name Patrick of the shark is Mary Lee. They named it. And it was spotted off the Atlantic City coast. The first time the shark has been seen in this area in 6 months. They say the Mary Lee's first New Jersey trip came in May of 2015. She came back several times. The movements are tracked by a device placed on her fin by a research group. They did it in September of 2012. Mary Lee, every time Mary Lee surfaces above the water, the electronic device emits a signal that indicates her location. She's traveled more than 34,000 miles, typically near the coastlines between Florida and Maine, since the tracker was placed. And she actually became kind of a social media star. She has way more Twitter followers than I do. A shark has more Twitter followers than me. That's a sad state of affairs, Patrick. 93,000 followers. Wow. That's incredible. All right, let's take you to another one. I still can't believe it. That shark is a big, big shark. 40 miles off the Jersey shore. You know, they say, let's face it, any kind of shark could attack you in minuscule water. Doesn't even have to, it could, like, ankle deep, but of course the shark wouldn't be able to survive if it was as big as this, that last one. That wouldn't make any sense. Granny and the guns. An 80-year-old, it is Mother's Day weekend, an 80-year-old great-grandmother shoots and kills a home invader. True or false?
Ooh, I'm going to say true for that one as well.
Oh, you're right. So that's what happened. Somebody tried to invade. She said, no way. And she had a gun. She wasn't afraid to use it. That's what I always say about guns. As long as you know how to use it, you know what you're doing, then, and you do target practice and everything else, and you keep up to date on the safeties and you're very comfortable around it, then all of us feel a lot better. So Barb Moles shot and killed an intruder who beat her husband with a crowbar, stabbed him with a knife. Ugh. And she decided that I was going to not just hang back. She grabbed her gun, a .38 caliber pistol, when she saw her 75-year-old husband bleeding on the floor during that invasion. And they live in the Seattle area. It happened around 8:30 in the evening. And they say Stephen Shepard was the guy's name, attacked Leland Moles after breaking into the house. And she, you know, this woman is a grandmother of eight, a great-grandmother of three, pulled the trigger four times. She said her intent was on just stopping him. She didn't have any other thought in her head. She just knew she had to stop him. And her husband is in the hospital. He's in stable condition. That's the good news so far at this point. But she had the gun. She knew how to use the gun, and she did what you do, if that's the case. So good for her. All right, how about this? True or false, a former employee of the Fox Broadcasting Sunday football crew was charged with robbing a bank?
I'm going to say true once more.
No, it is false. However, a former Disney star was charged with robbing a bank, but it was not somebody on Fox. It was Disney. Boy, times get tough when you go from star, so not somebody who is just in the background, somebody who's considered a star, making some okay bank, and then really falling down off the stage. And this is a guy who starred in the 1986 flick Flight of the Navigator. He has been charged in connection with a bank robbery in British Columbia. His name is Joe Kramer, 42. He, earlier in the week, after a man dressed in a disguise, ding, 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 left a bank with an undisclosed amount of money. They said the man, wearing a wig of scraggly hair, a bandana, sunglasses, and a dark jacket, went into the bank, demanded the cash. But they had a jump on him. Once they have a jump on you, forget it. I don't know how people are, I don't even have that, know how they can find the will to do that. I guess desperation makes you more willing to do something crazy. But, yeah, so pretty scary, actually. All right, let's jump to Let's jump to something else. Gwen Stefani is madly in love with Blake Shelton, who, of course, used to be married to Miranda Lambert. I know a lot of people in this audience listen to The Voice, and that's where you would get all of that. But true or false that Blake and Gwen Stefani got married in secret?
I'm going to say true.
False. Although, I don't know that they won't get married because she's just talks about them. Usually celebrities don't like to talk about their personal life too much, but and it's not that she's just constantly talking about it, but she's not completely afraid to back, you know, to not address it. So that's indeed what is happening. They are hanging out together a lot. And she looks good, so it's done her a world of good, I guess. And so does he. He just wasn't even married to Miranda Lambert that long. How long were they married? It seems like you blink your eyes and they were done. But that's kind of, that looks like that's kind of what happened. Oh, well. What are you going to do? All right, let's move on to another one for you, Mr. Patrick Eggdorf. All right, how about this? On the cover of the next Sports Illustrated, we will see a nude Caitlyn Jenner with Olympic medals around her neck. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
True. Yes, I know it is. It is a surprise. But Caitlyn Jenner, they decided that Caitlyn Jenner belonged in the cover of Sports Illustrated. So, in fact, next week, that's what you will see on Sports Illustrated if you walk by magazine racks or you perhaps you actually get it delivered to your house. You will see what Caitlyn Jenner is like on this. You know, this is going to happen on a summer cover of Sports Illustrated. Nothing but an American flag and her Olympic medal. Let's put it that way. Wow. Wonder if that's going to sell more magazines. It certainly is controversial, but will more magazines be sold? Or just doesn't really do any damage, doesn't mean anything. All right, Patrick, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was a good time. KJ, I mean, you got to dig up an old picture of Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce Jenner, winning the Olympics and make the comparisons. 66-year-old Caitlyn Jenner set a decathlon record at the 1976 Montreal Summer Games. So to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the win, that's the pose she's going to do with the gold medal for the first time since she transitioned. And supposedly she's very excited about that. You can always flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.